The online article by reporter Bruce Dixon cites recent statistics showing 4% of the state's 300,000 black residents are behind bars. Dixon blames the problem on racially selective policing and prosecuting. Nationwide, 3% of African Americans are incarcerated. The director of a church-based program in Madison that works with released prisoners agrees with the article.
We're not doing very well for African Americans or with African Americans in our midst.
Mary Kay Baum of Madison Urban Ministry says she can't point to anything in particular that police or prison officials are doing. She says the problem starts with the lack of jobs and affordable housing. 60% of families in Madison's homeless shelters are black. Baum says most of those in prison aren't there for new crimes, but for violating the terms of their parole. That's why her group is trying to help released prisoners avoid the revolving door that so often lands them back in prison.
If people before they were convicted of a crime had trouble finding work and decent housing and treatment for health issues, certainly after they've been convicted of a crime, it becomes even harder.
Baum says solving the problem requires a community-level response that provides both jobs and housing for returning prisoners. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.